Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No rules, nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses, and Nosferatu.
All right, cool.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Well, 2.5 years in, and Lane has finally made a good point on Twitter. Thank you, Lane, at last. I don't think Brian Harvey will speak to you because your boss, Murdoch, is the main threat to... according to Brian Harvey. So that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. He probably wouldn't speak to us in that case. I get it. I get it, man. I get it. Of course I get it. here we go. Caroline from Liverpool has emailed him. Don't worry, Nigel from Maidstone's coming up, guys. We'll have some fun. Your co-presenter, Kathy Boyle, how do you feel about that? By accident or on purpose, said last night that she earns less than you, Ian Lee, as a presenter on talk radio.
Yeah.
I think it is a scandal that in 2018 there is still no equality when it comes to how much women earn compared to men on radio stations like Talk Radio, LBC and the BBC. This is a disgrace.
Well,
do you agree, Ian Lee? Caroline from Liverpool. No, I think Kathy Boyle earns too much. And I am constantly petitioning my boss, the delightful Denny Morris, to reduce her exorbitant salary. Catherine, what would you like to say?
Technically, we're not doing the same job.
Yeah.
So, and I'm paid very well for the job I do.
She's not. Bizarrely, I get what you mean. I totally get. I'm joking, of course.
When
Caroline.
I do the job that Ian's doing, I get paid more.
Than me?
No, more than I paid now.
Technically, Kath is not even meant to be sat in this studio. She's meant to be sat behind the... You're the producer of the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, traditionally, the producer will sit... You know, the producer's job is generally less... is paid less than the presenter. I know a few cases where it should be the other way around. Julia Hartley Brewer's team should get danger money. I turned on the radio today and I accidentally heard a little bit of her show. Oh, my God. Anyway, joking. No, I did. It was awful. But producers generally get less than the presenters. And whether that's fair or not, I don't know. But they're getting paid for a different thing. And you know, Catherine should be on the other side of the glass. But we kind of, you know, I like you being in here.
Uh-huh.
You like you being in here.
Yeah.
She cuts the cheese a bit. I can put up with that. Every guff, she gets £25 deducted. she's down to -£255.
It's not comparable, Caroline, but thank you for your concern. I get paid very well for the job I do. And when I present, I get paid considerably more.
Let's have a whip round. by the way, can we put this bit in the podcast?
Why?
This bit now, from now. This is... Beep, there's your edit point. We're in the podcast now. I'd just like to dedicate this podcast to my DPD delivery guy, Craig.
Oh, I like Craig.
Craig is great. So, you know, I've moved into this farmhouse, right? Come to you in a second, Nigel. And I've just ordered... I haven't got any furniture, so I've ordered a lot of big boxes off various, you know, home furnishing sites, right? And I moved in yesterday, which was Wednesday, I believe. And ding dong, got a doorbell and everything. And I went and opened the door, and it was this young guy there. And he said, got a delivery for you. I went, oh, nice one, man. Thank you. He went, wow, you really look like Ian Lee. And I said, well, There's a reason for that. He went, no, I listen to your podcast every day. I think you're brilliant. And, I get people saying you're in the jungle. Very rarely do I get people coming up to me saying, I listen to the radio show. I listen. We get it when we do events. But when you're out and about, it's, oh, you're from the jungle. Mm-hmm. So to have someone come to my door and say, I listen to your podcast every day, was a thrill. And I asked his name, it's Craig, and he's like, oh, thanks, man. Well, I really appreciate that. He went off on his way. Came round again today. I blew his mind. Opened the door. All right, Craig, how's it going? No, you remember my name! Of course I remembered it, because he's a really nice bloke. And he was asking about an app I mentioned ages ago, so I'll say it again, just in case he forgets it. It's called Freeprints, and it's a free app, right? And each month you get 45 of your pictures on your phone. They'll develop them for free. You pay $3.99 postage, right? It's incredible. There's loads of other apps like it, actually. There's one called Fish, I think. There's about half a dozen, right? It's these great little things. Go on, and it will print them off, and you just pay for the postage and stuff. I don't get a penny for it. I just thought it was. I've used a couple of them, actually. They're really good apps. So I was telling that, and I thought, yeah, you have been listening, boy.
I know.
You have been listening, boy. And so can we just dedicate this podcast to Craig? Because I've got some really big boxes coming over the next week or so, and I don't think he's going to be so jolly. I just don't think he's going to be so jolly with me. So
big up yourself, Craig.
Thank you, Craig. A nice bloke. Nice people. Oh, I'll tell you about some nice kids I spoke to earlier on today. But before that, let's go and speak to the show's nice kid. It's Nigel.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Nigel.
Hello, Catherine.
Oh, you sound down in the mouth, Nigel.
Oh, it's just getting worse. I rung in to cheer myself up because I've been to see Mum in the hospital.
Yeah, go on. What's the latest with Mum?
Well, she's very ill, and I don't know how long she's going to last, but at the moment her kidneys are not working and very well, and the blood pressure's low, and she's not eating.
Oh,
and I'm sorry.
Hey, you talking, take your time.
I know,
you
it's terrible to watch her dying.
Well, hang on a second.
Yes.
Have they said that she's dying?
Well, he said, the doctor spoke to me, and he said, he can't say how long she's got. But it's a matter of time or something like that, or he doesn't really know himself. I mean, something could change.
Yeah, something could always change.
So, something could put her blood pressure did go up a bit yesterday because it was low.
Can I ask
Nigel? Her kidneys could start.
Let
working.
Me just ask a couple of questions, right?
Yes.
Have you got? Are there any other family members or friends?
Yes, I've been.
Hang on, Nigel. This is important. Just focus for a second because I just want to get some clarity. Are there any other family and friends that go in and visit her in the hospital?
Oh well, yes, we have the neighbours visit her. Neighbours visit her now and again.
Is there anybody that goes into the hospital? With
yes.
you? No, Nigel.
Not
this
every
is
day,
Nigel. 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 This again. Is really important. I know you're upset, but you've got to focus.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there anybody that goes into the hospital with you?
No.
Right.
I cycle.
Right. Could you? Is it possible to take a neighbour,
a
grown up,
yes,
to go to the hospital and talk to the doctor with you? Because I tell you why. When my mum was ill.
What do you mean they tell people different things?
No. When my mum was ill, I found it really hard to remember a lot of what the doctor said. Because the doctor says, your mum's really ill, and then everything after that...
A couple of the doctors have told me the same thing. I know exactly what's going on.
OK, well...
Yeah, it's fine. I'm very frank with the doctors at the moment.
OK,
yeah.
But I just because as human beings...
No, there's no need to.
OK.
The other neighbours have seen... talk to her.
Okay, all right.
Same as me.
All right.
There's not much that the...
I know when my suggestions and advice are unwanted, and I know when to back away gracefully, and I'm backing away gracefully, and I wish you all the very best.
Well, no, you are right, but I like to see Mum by myself, and anyway.
Okay. This is not a conversation where I'm going to score points, so I'm sitting back, and I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, all I can say, the doctors told me that they're doing their very best at the moment. They're very
best. I'm sure they are.
And giving her fluids to keep her alive, of course.
So what can we do? What can we do?
I've told Miley Cyrus about it all, and you know, I've been in contact with Miley Cyrus to tell her about it. I'm going to sing one of her songs if I can.
Please do. Miley Cyrus isn't Cyrus isn't asking you for money or anything, or pictures,
is
she?
No, the real one with the tick. I always messages on her, the real one with the tick. So, like, you have a tick on
and
your
And she
face.
Replies, does she?
Pardon?
She replies, does she?
No, but it's the real one because it's like yours. It's the one
she,
with the
tick. Yeah, okay.
But no, she doesn't reply.
Okay, all right.
I never reply to anyone, not especially Miley Cyrus.
All right.
Well, she does sometimes on some of the other ones she does, I've had replies, but very briefly, you know, they're not allowed to talk.
Well, why don't you give us a little bit of Miley Cyrus now, then?
I would say they're not really allowed to talk to many people privately because it can interrupt the people that they work with, you know, I've been told anyway.
Okay.
So, This is going to be a song, a tribute for my mum as I miss her at home for the last 7 weeks. And
entertain, and Nigel, but for the show has to go on.
Yeah, I pray that she'll be okay. And I mean, we don't, like I said before, the doctors don't know for sure what's going to happen.
No.
She's very ill, but still alive, you know, and kicking. So
she's kicking?
No.
Flipping heck, man! She's doing karate? Wouldn't that be something?
As a matter of fact.
Yeah. Go on then, let's have your song, because we've only got 3 minutes left.
I'm doing this song for Mum.
Here we go.
And everyone around the world.
Okay.
Here we go.
They used to call me your dreamer. Even though it's different now, we'll still hear somehow. And I won't let you go. I need you to know. I miss you, Sha-la-la. I miss you. Different now, you're still here somehow, and I won't let you go. I need you to know.
Thank you.
That's your best one yet, buddy.
Thank you, my darling. It's, thank you.
Listen, we send lots of love to your mum, and those who pray will be praying, and those who don't will be thinking good things, and we wish you all the best of luck, mate. Give us a call.
Thank you, Miley, for letting me do that song.
It's a bit, well done, Miley. Thank you, Nigel. Take care, mate.
Thank you for doing, letting me do my song.
Speak soon, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
What a genuinely touching moment on the show. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
That's a song by The Doors after Jim Morrison died and improved immeasurably. And it's called I'm Horny, I'm Stoned. That was the 90s for me, guys. Terrible band, The Doors, but I, for some reason, I love that song. I played it originally as a joke because I thought it was supposed to be so bad, but actually it's a great, great song. The Doors are one of the worst band. I tell you, let's do a list.
It was sexy, but it was Jim Morrison was sexy. That was the point,
wasn't
it?
He looked fit, but... but you knew that he'd been wearing those leather trousers for 3 years.
Oh, I bet it was musty.
I bet his balls stank.
God.
I tell you what, I was in a place today where I did the voiceover. I got a big laugh today. I had to go and do a voiceover, right? Big laugh as I walked into the building. I thought, this is back. So it was 3:30. I got in there at 3:10 because it was hot. And I thought, I just want to go and sit in an air-conditioned building. So I walked in and they obviously didn't have anything on. They're having a meeting, their clothes on, sorry. But they didn't have any jobs on. So they were sat in the reception, everyone that worked there, about 15 people, all sat in a circle, obviously having a meeting. And I just stride in and they all look at me and I look at them and I said, right, I'm glad you're all here because I've summoned you for a reason. Huge laugh! You killed! Absolutely killed it! Big laugh, broke the tension. That's all.
Oh, you all right?
That's all a joke is. It's a release. It's a build-up of tension and then releasing. That's all a joke is.
Yes.
A laugh is the air escaping from the tense moment. That's all it is. That's why people laugh at funerals sometimes. It's tension. Tension is released. The funniest thing you can do, a loud fart at a funeral. Because there's so much tension, you release the tension. Great fun. I just rock up at funerals of people I don't even know after downing cans of beans to let rip and help people.
And then he says, you're welcome, and he leaves.
And I leave. But that got big laugh at the voiceover to Dave.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank Firm Moss and Lee. I was telling you that story. Oh yeah. So, acts that are actually rubbish. Let's do it. Les 0344 499 1000. Skype late night alternative. Let me turn the Skype on. Acts that are actually rubbish. I'm going in heavy here. Springsteen.
No.
Springsteen. What a load of crap that guy. Probably do a Springsteen. Hang on. Hey, little girl, is your dad home on the streets of Philadelphia? Give me a. I don't know any Springsteen. I'm trying to do a Springsteen song.
Baby, we were born to run.
You need more gravel. Swallow some gravel.
A big pair of testicles.
Baby, we were born to run. Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan sounds like he's starting the bike up. It's not quite working.
Who was it who did a routine about people starting cars? Famous people starting cars.
Little and Large.
It was Eddie Large. Did a very funny routine about. It's a great thing. It's probably on. I wonder if it's on YouTube. It must be. Celebrity Little and Large starting cars. It was a very, very funny. I can't find it. Very funny routine. And Bob Dylan would be. Dylan is good. Springsteen is pony. Oh, awful. Awful, awful. Awful.
I like Springsteen. I like his short little legs.
He's tiny.
I like his jeans.
5 foot one.
I like his love of the bandanga.
The what?
The bandanga.
What's the bandanga?
A bandana.
But you said bandanga.
For fun.
So you doubled down. You didn't say it for fun.
I did. I love it. I love saying bandanga.
You messed it up and then called you out.
That's my own little take on a classic.
You say no. I'm saying yes. Oh, there's a lady.
Hashtag Bandanga.
Hello, is that Bandanga?
What's Bandanga?
I've no idea. Catherine is just acting the giddy goat, young lady. What is your name?
Pam.
Hey, Pam, how are you doing?
Fabulous.
Well, we've not spoken before, have we?
Never.
Pam has called in on the Skype, and because it was video, so I kind of feel like... And you're smiling, you're happy, you're upbeat. And it's like, have we met? But no, we haven't met.
No, I live in a different part of the world.
America.
Yeah, but I look out and I see Canada.
Oh, honey pie. You are driving me frantic. Sail across the Atlantic to be with me tonight. So whereabouts in America are you, Pam?
Okay, in the corner.
Yep.
Of the United States?
Top right corner, Niagara Falls area?
No, the other end, eh?
Oh, hey. Oh, look, you've got the Canadian A. Look at Kath. Is that your garden?
Yeah.
Look at her backyard. Look at that.
Pam.
When are you inviting us over?
You have to get here.
We're getting there, eh? What are you doing? How long have you been listening to this rubbish, then?
I first learned about you on the show, on the...
Come on, say it. Say the words.
Oh, I can't think of the word.
Say the word.
The celebrity get me out of here.
But hang on, but how did you watch that in America?
YouTube.
So you're a fan of like reality shows or British reality shows or I'm a Celebrity or...
Yeah, British reality.
Wow, you're a real nut job. But do you know who any of the celebrities are?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I
started with Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
That was some years ago, and then it just branched from there.
I like you, Pam. You're what we call over here a good old-fashioned eccentric, or as they used to call a loony.
Yes.
So you found me on the jungle... And then did you start listening sort of shortly after that, a while after that? And
well, I stumbled across your YouTube channel, so I watch you live.
Yeah, okay.
Every day.
Wow. I tell you what's funny. I was thinking about this today, and I was going to talk to Kath about it, and I forgot to. But when we did the couple of weeks after I got back from Australia, do you remember this, Kath? Literally, for 3 weeks, it would a girl's name would appear on the screen. When we go, right, we're going to go to Susie.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, you get like a giggling 15-year-old, okay? And I don't know how to talk to 15-year-old girls, and they didn't have anything to say to me. They just wanted to say, "Oh, I just wanted to say hello." And we had 3 weeks of it, and then it stopped as I knew it would, and I wonder how many of those 15-year-olds, maybe they're 16 now, how many of those are still listening? I suspect very, very few, but it was flattering. Yes, I think. Well, okay. So you listen every night. That's very
every day.
Every day, of course.
It's the afternoon here.
What time are you there? About 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock?
Oh no, let me look.
6 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
3:15.
3:15. Okay, I was right on the very first go. Well, okay. Well, what would you like to say?
Nothing. I just really enjoy watching, and I really enjoy how you talk to your... What was that thing?
I was sticking my tongue out at you, but not in a sexually aggressive way. It was in a friendly way. I forgot you could see me.
Yeah, you were right to call it out, Pam. You have to put up with that. 2018.
No, I'm a correction officer, so that just kind of stays. Yeah.
Okay.
You'll be corrected if you carry on.
You can correct me anytime you want, madam.
Okay.
Steady. It's just taken a very dark turn, Pam. And I blame Catherine for that.
Not my fault.
Catherine's injecting an energy that's unnecessary. Go on. You were going to say something. Sorry, go on.
But I do appreciate watching you with your regular callers. It's really fun to watch.
Oh, thank you very much.
I don't get that over here. If you know what's going on in this country, it's crazy. So to watch people being kind is a lovely thing.
Bless you, Pam. You got it. That's what me and Kath we were trying to do with the, we were aiming for that when we came here, and we didn't really talk about it. And then a while into it, we went, "Oh, I think we've stumbled on to something." Because I don't listen to a lot of American speech radio, but I know a lot of it is quite right wing, which is fine. But a lot of it and a lot of speech radio over in the UK is to cause fear. It's to get people angry, because angry sells, and it's to create division. And over here, it's to create division in terms of Brexit and in terms of Muslims and in terms of poor people and all of these kind of groups. And I imagine it's pretty similar over there in the States, except you've got Mexicans. Throw Mexicans into the mix.
But here's the thing.
Go on.
Sorry to interrupt.
No,
you.
Go on.
I understand what's going on in your country to a point. What's going on over here is a lot of what happened in 1933 in Germany. And that's scary for us. It's scary for women. I live in a state where our governor is literally every day fighting back what that guy in the White House says. I mean, he literally has to bring laws and suits just to try to keep us safe in our own house.
You said something interesting there, that it's frightening for women. Can you explain what you meant by that? In what way is it frightening for women?
He wants to roll back Roe versus Wade, which is a woman's right in the United States to have an abortion.
What Trump does?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I'd missed this one. Have you heard this, Kat?
Yeah,
you've heard this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And what's his argument for that?
Well, he's putting in a judge who is in support of taking away a woman's right to do anything with her body.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Like I said, it's becoming like 1933 here, Germany.
But he's going to stay. He's it, because everyone was saying, well, he won't last because the Russian thing will get him, or the porn stars will get him, or the Steve Bannon will come out. And Trump is untouchable, it would seem. You know, even when he went to Russia and said, I love Russia and I don't think they colluded, you know, and involved it. And then came back and went, oh, actually, what I meant to say was, I do think they. It was wooden
yeah,
was the thing.
Wooden.
He survived that. And the point I knew he was going to win, and the point I knew he would be untouchable, was before he got elected, when he made fun of the disabled reporter. Do you remember that? He did the face and the voice. Look at this guy. And he did the face and the voice. And I thought, that's going to be the next. If he can weather that, he's in. He's untouchable. And I know he's done worse than that, but that was the point where, for me, I thought, that's it. He's a shoo-in.
Right now, they are, I think everybody's waiting for the midterms, which are in November.
Right.
Because there's two Senate seats and then there's 21 House seats that are all up. So the one side's going to take it all back.
Right. Okay. And then that removes the power from him. Is that right?
That removes the power. And that also allows the Republican, the one party that's behind him, to finally say, okay, we're done with you.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. It's bad. He starts fights with everybody. And our allies are now our enemies. And it's frightening on a daily basis. Because I don't live that far from a nuclear submarine.
Man alive. Wow.
Yeah. And so he sits there and incites hate and anger and and all we want to do is just kind of like live in our trees.
All you want to do is not die, not get blown up by a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, well, there's been a few nights where we've gone to bed kind of saying to each other, well, you know, good luck. We hope we see each other in the morning. I mean, we do live very close.
Hey Pam, it's really, we don't normally talk about Trump, but I tell you what, we don't normally talk about Trump or Brexit, and we often say unless you've got a new angle on it, and I've not heard, you know, I've not spoken to anyone living under Trump's dictatorship, so you have certainly brought a new angle to it. So thank you for that, Pam.
Sure, anytime.
And thank you for following me in the junk. You've even got Canadian flag, you traitor. Thank you.
Oh, no, my stepmom just passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's for her.
That's for her.
She was Canadian.
What was her name?
Lois.
Oh, well, then big up Lois. I'm sorry to hear that. And sending you lots of love. Hey, listen, thank you for following me in the jungle. Thank you for finding me on YouTube. And thanks for calling in, Pam. We'll speak again.
Yes, and thank you for doing what you guys do. Hey, it's really cool.
Thank you.
It's fun to watch.
Take care, Pam. See you later on. Bye-bye. There we go. What nice people. Isn't that fun? This is the thing. I noticed this yesterday. We'll keep Skype going for a bit, I think, for a few shows. Because what different people we've had calling in, you know, completely new people and people that wouldn't pick up a telephone to call in. And look, she's even sent a message before that call. Can I call in on Skype? I don't want to interrupt you speaking.
Oh, wow. The whole point is that you interrupt.
And we don't normally talk about Trump, but how fascinating to get it from the perspective of someone who's living there. So someone who's obviously on the left, and that's fine. And I have to, you know, I'm aware that there are people on the right who think that Trump is the best thing since, you know, whatever. I thought that was interesting. And what a nice lady. So,
the whole thing about trying to reverse the abortion laws, my God, that man.
I'd missed that one.
Well, he's trying to court the, you know, the Bible Belt,
isn't
he?
Yeah, of course. 03444991000, this is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.